you're welcome to stay standing or you may sit down. We're going to enter into an attitude of prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to do His wonderful work in us now. this place, fill the atmosphere.
Fantastic. Yes. God bless you. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. Is that it for that one, Brother Brad? I think it is. All right, go ahead. I'm just making it awkward. I thought there was more. Go
ahead. Well, I am going to invite you to sit down now as we enter into prayer. This is such a desperate time in our land and in this world. And it talks about in the Old Testament how when the presence of God was felt in the temple, the people were overwhelmed and they just bowed down and worshiped. So as we enter into this prayer for the Lord to hear us from his high and holy dwelling place, that as he listens to our prayers, he will take mercy on us and have grace for us. And he will bring other people that don't know us, know his beautiful love, to come into his presence.
Lord, for your presence.
promise from the Bible is that if we draw close to the Lord, He will draw close to us. His love for us is so overwhelming. It is not like anything that we have in this world. It is a perfect and holy love, and He hears us from heaven. Hear us from heaven. Hear us from heaven.
Some of those same words were going through my heart as she was singing them, and I just ask that you all bow your heads with me and pray right now for this service today. I thank you, Lord, that we can come before you in relationship, that you draw near to us as we draw near to you. I thank you, God, that your wisdom, when we ask for it, it comes liberally without repentance, but I ask, God, that you give each one of us a repentant heart. And let us see through your eyes the people around us, the needs of the people. I ask, God, that you fill Bill with wisdom today as he speaks. And God, I ask that you would protect this country, this nation, this earth with your presence and blanket it with your love and peace and joy. And God, I just thank you right now for the offering that we're about to receive. Lord, bless it. And send out your seed where it needs to go so it may plant and grow in due season for each and every one here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Life to the one who is undone. His peace to the wounded and hope for the helpless one. He is he. And the waves rise. Still.